in the place of Brahma, Satyaloka, this whole Brahmanda. It is created by Supreme Lord to punish those who are averse to Him. And they have been hurled down here. They are passing through cycles of parts and days. What is it? Being the eternal servant of Supreme Lord, they are unwilling to serve Him. So, they are doing something unnatural. They are the powers of the potency of Supreme Lord. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. A power of the potency is the servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. That is the eternal position. Eternal Self is the eternal servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. So that knowledge, how we can get it? The conditional sense left jivas, they cannot get it. If by previous good deeds they come in contact with the sincere soul, pure devotee is established in that position, that I am of Krishna, I am the eternal servant. And he is undertaking everything for the service of Krishna. He is eternal nature of the realization, the awakening. If you can get the company of such a realized soul, then by his contact, we can also awaken eternal nature of our own real self, which is now in a dormant state, enveloped by the illusory energy of Supreme Lord. It is said in your fine sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Natada Bhagavan Rajan Peyata Tapayadivi, the Krishna Krita Pranas Tattvulnachi. You will find it in sixth canto. About the prescription, expiation, atonement, the highest expiation is bhakti. There, Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. A sinner cannot be purified. Nada Jagavaran Piyadu Tapayadvi, by performing penance and austerities of the Jnanis, the procedure of their worship. With penance and austerities, etc., with performing celibacy, etc. They cannot purify themselves. If anybody submits, takes absolute shelter to the Supreme Lord, he will be sanctified immediately.